The top stories from ABC News. A number of Sydney school students could face jail for allegedly importing drugs into the country. Customs says international crime syndicates are offering teenagers sums of money to accept packages from China. Two students, aged 15 and 16, are facing possible charges and others are being questioned. A 24-year-old man has been arrested. The government's under pressure to honour the school funding deal struck under Labor. The Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, has called the so-called Gonski deals complicated and confused and says the government has no choice but to go back to the drawing board. But the opposition and Liberal states, including New South Wales and Victoria, are warning Mr. Pyne to honour the deals already struck. Scientists say there's little evidence that culling sharks will prevent more fatal attacks off WA. Locals have called for the action after a shark killed surfer Chris Boyd near Margaret River. The Premier, Colin Barnett, has so far ruled out a shark cull. And English Test cricket batsman Jonathan Trott has left the Ashes tour and is returning home. He's said to be suffering a stress-related illness. Trott had been criticised for a poor showing in the first test in Brisbane. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.